Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. So that's the number you need to call. Yes, we are living in the upside-down world at the moment, COVID-19. Look, we have a chat now with Cassie Lang from Marawa Law and talk about the mandatory code for commercial tenancy on the line. Cassie, good morning. How are you, sister?
I am pretty good, Trev.
Good.
Given, you know, current circumstances, I'm hanging in there. I'm doing pretty good. I'm surviving.
Surviving at home with your fur babies, yep.
Surviving at home with my fur babies, that is correct.
Fantastic. Now, listen, talking about this topic here, mandatory code for commercial tenancies. So give us the introduction to our conversation here, please, sister.
So I suppose, you know, over the last couple of weeks, the topics that we have, you know, as Marawa Law have been talking about, we've been trying to keep them current and relevant to things that have been going on in the media, and then just trying to help break it down so that people who are hearing it have maybe a better understanding of, you know, these new things that are being put in place.
Mm.
And one of the most recent ones has been a lot of talk around tenancies, both commercial and residential. So I'm going to talk about commercial tenancies this week, and Michaela's going to give a topic on residential tenancies next week. So
Okay. Just
everybody can have a, you know, be up to date and have an understanding of what this all means. So
has the code commenced?
So it has commenced. It is...
Now, we're talking about code as in code of conduct, aren't we?
Yes. So it is a code of conduct which will apply... So I'm talking just for businesses. So this is
okay.
For commercial leases. So if you have a retail space, or you have an office space, or you might have a like a shed...
And that could be even at a shopping centre?
Could be at a shopping centre.
Yep, okay.
So this is what I'm talking about. So Those people who go... It's their workspace lease. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point behind this code was to set out good faith principles for negotiations between the landlord and the tenant. And that's really to reflect, you know, this new world we're living in and some of the financial stress or hardship that, you know, normally good tenants are now facing because of the COVID-19.
And so the government has put a law in place, the federal government, to protect business owners, yep?
So what they have done is that they, so the federal government's made this announcement, and then what happens is that each state have agreed, so they've had their cabinet meetings, and now each state has agreed to implement the code. So each state now has to pass its own legislation or create what we call regulations that mirror what the Commonwealth government has done. So once those regulations for Queensland are in effect, it's only for... It matches the time that the JobKeeper program is available. So they've linked all of these code of conduct to the JobKeeper timeframes, which is, you know, obviously relevant to our COVID-19 situation.
Yes.
And what the Queensland government is currently doing is they're currently talking to some of those big peak bodies for both tenants and landlords about how the code would be implemented and what that would mean on the ground.
The so-called rules of engagement.
Yeah.
The rules and new rules, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's eligible under the code?
So it would be, it's for those smaller businesses. So it's going to, the code is going to apply to tenants who have signed up for JobKeeper and also make less than $50 million a year.
Okay.
So it's a lot of, that's a lot of businesses. That's everything from your little, you know, your sole hairdresser, you know, up to a more, you know, a retail shop that...
Carpenter.
Clothing.
Mechanic.
Carpenter.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
All of that. So it covers a very broad range of businesses.
And across all industries.
Across all, it's not industry specific. This applies across to everybody.
Okay. Fantastic. What are the principles of the code?
So the code has four leasing principles to And you're supposed to use these as your guide when you're negotiating with your landlord to say, listen, because of COVID-19, we're now suffering. You know, we've had a downturn in business. Mm-hmm. Profits are down. Therefore, I don't have as much money to be able to stay on top of my rent.
Mm-hmm.
So the principles that have been pulled together are things like no termination. So your landlords cannot terminate the lease for non-payment of rent during this time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big thing. That's something that's huge.
Yep.
Lease compliance. So as long as you're compliant with all of the other terms of your lease and any changes, then you'll be fine. So if your landlord goes, yep, let's sit down and have a chat about this, what can we do so that we can keep you? Because they also don't want an empty office space.
Of course, but the landlords have been informed about the new mandatory code for commercial tenancies, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. It's like we've heard about it in the media. You know, the government's working with the landlord peak body, so this is not a new thing. So when their tenant comes to them saying, can we have a chat about this, our situation and how we can work.
They will welcome the conversation virtually.
Right. Yep, they should be. Should be. And then you would be talking about things like your rent reduction. So under the new code, what the governments will be asking is for landlords to offer rent reductions. So it might be saying, you know, as you lose income, you might say, well, listen, can we just defer my rent payments for, like what the banks are doing, where they're deferring them for so many months so that, you know, you've got enough money to survive, and then once your business picks up, you can then get back on top of the rent. So that's one way. Or it might be, you know, can you reduce it? Can I only pay this much rent because that's all I can afford? So having that conversation on, you know, a business-by-business case as to what is suitable for you with your landlord, the code definitely provides for that. So the landlord also, if, say, for the local government puts on a reduction, so they might say, well, you know what, we're going to not make you pay any tax or rates for the next 6 months as everyone is, you know, as this is us as your local government trying to help the situation, so we're not going to ask.
So the government's also helping the landlords as well?
Yeah. That would say, you know, you've seen some governments, local governments are saying we're going to not pay rates, not ask people to pay rates for the next 6 months, or we're going to reduce, you know, increase the amount
of... So both parties are being protected by the federal government here.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so then what happens is then that the landlord, under most commercial tenancy agreements, that there would be clauses, but they would be calling outgoings, that as a tenant you would have to pay a percentage of those outgoings.
Mm-hmm.
Those outgoings might include a percentage of rates. So if they're not getting charged rates, then they can't be expecting you to be paying their percentage as you would normally. So they have to pass that on.
Mm-hmm.
They also can't be charging you a fee or any interest if they agree to defer the rent. So they can't say, yeah, no worries, let's defer the rent for 6 months. And then 6 months later, you start paying your rent again, they're going to stick 20% interest.
Yeah, no, they can't go like a back pay. Just a back pay, no. Exactly, good.
They can't do that. And they also, the other thing is they can't do is that they can't use, if they've asked their tenant to provide any bond, they can't start dipping into that bond for payment of the rent.
Yeah.
They've agreed that we're not going to pay rent. They can't then...
The bond still sits there.
Yeah, the bond stays there.
Good.
So, and another option is that the landlords can agree to freeze on rent increases. So normally under your lease, you would have like a CPI increase for your rent amount every year.
Mm.
So you would normally then have either you're increasing it at a certain amount or a market rate. So what this code then says is, well, you know what, maybe we need to just freeze the rent for the period that we've got COVID-19 and then maybe a certain amount of time after it so that we've got enough time for our businesses to recover.
So we can discuss it after we come out of the pandemic?
Yeah, the other side.
On the other side, lovely, yep. Okay. Do you have any recommendation for commercial tenants during this period?
So what I would be definitely recommending is that if you're a commercial tenant, definitely be reading the code. It's not very long, it's only about 7 pages, and make sure that it applies to you. And you can get it on the Commonwealth Government's website. You can just literally type in commercial tenants code and it will come up.
Mm. Okay.
This is the perfect time now to get at your lease, find your lease and have a look at it. Look at when your lease expires. And then, you know, these are the things like you might not have thought about it, but your lease might be up in the next 12 months. And you might have, you know, as part of your expansion project, you might have been planning on moving to a bigger premises. So something to think about would be, maybe it might be better for you just to stay put for the time being,
yeah, exactly,
lock yourself in with a rent amount with your landlord for at least another 12 months. so that while the economy recovers before you go and...
Well, exactly, you know. I mean, it's about working smarter, not harder, and what's the best decision making at this point in time, because everything's all on hold. It's best to tread water, so to speak, until we move to another space, so to speak, hey?
Definitely, because we all don't know what the other side of this is going to look
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
So being probably smart and probably being a little bit safe, playing it a bit safe. So one of the things that your landlord's probably going to want to see is some of your financial data to show that you are actually have suffered some sort of financial loss.
Sure.
They might not, but some of them might be a little bit nasty and, you know.
Is it compulsory for you to show that data?
No,
your financial
it's not,
data?
But,
no, it's not. Yeah,
but,
it's MYOB.
But I think if you having your... But it's probably not a bad thing just to double check and check over your finances during this time
sure.
anyway.
Well, it's better having all cards on the table too. That's another way of looking at it regarding the communication and the agreement, so to speak.
Well, it can only improve your relationship.
True, exactly. Do you have any suggestions for commercial landlords? Let's go that way.
So I suppose as a landlord, you'd say again, same thing, check, read the code, make sure does it apply for you and your tenants. You know, have some compassion. Don't enforce, you know, everybody,
exactly.
We're all in this together. We're all, whilst we, I heard a really good saying, we are all in the same storm, but we are all in different boats.
Yeah, so, true too, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, so just be appreciative of what is going on in someone else's boat. They may be having different struggles to you, and just, you know, be compassionate and sit down and work with them, not
exactly.
Against.
Exactly, yep. So we need to throw life vests to the other boat sometimes, is the words you're talking about here.
Do.
Yeah, support each other.
Yeah, you might need to
chuck
them a line and give them a tug.
Yeah, like exactly. Tow the rope, whatever,
They might need a tow, so I think we just need to be... I actually really liked that analogy.
Yeah,
that is
good.
Exactly what we are in. We're all in the same storm, just all in a different
And the
boat.
Phrase they've been catching, the cash cry throughout COVID-19, that we are all in this together. So there it is.
Yep, that's it.
Now, what happens if the lease negotiations are unsuccessful?
So if if your landlord's just not going to come to the table and they're just going to continue to be difficult, you can refer the issues to the Queensland Civil and Administration Tribunal, and they can assist you with your dispute about leases.
Mm.
But I would say I don't think the governments are going to take lightly to landlords who are not going to be...
Trying to be bullying the so-called tenants, eh?
Yep, that's right.
So where can I go for more information, Cassie?
So you can check out the code, or you can get in contact with us if you just need some guidance for us, and we can help direct you to finding the most relevant information. So you can contact us on 4041 3088.
Fantastic. That's Murra Law. And finish off with my sister. Who's Murra Law?
So Murra Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law. So we understand that this is an extremely difficult time for many of our Indigenous businesses, and we want everyone to know that we are here to help. So we are currently offering pro bono assistance on a case-by-case basis to Indigenous businesses who may have found themselves in difficult circumstances given the current climate, and we can provide legal assistance to negotiate payment plans, debt recovery, review contracts, and maybe some force majeure clauses. Now, we're also partnering with... some of the big firms here in Brisbane who are also have offered to support us in providing of this pro bono support. So if we are too busy to do it, they have stuck their hand up for us to pass on that information.
You've got other players on the bench, so to speak.
We do. So if you would like any assistance, get onto our website and put in your inquiry.
Cassie, beautiful. Thank you very much for the yarn. Very important conversation regarding tenants and landlords in the commercial space. Fantastic information. And we'll be catching up with Michaela next week to talk about residential. Is that right?
That is correct.
Fantastic. Well, all the best, Cassie. You take care. Stay safe. And we'll talk soon, my sister.
Stay safe in your boat.
Okay. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there, Cassie Lang from Murra Law, and a very important topic there, COVID-19 mandatory code for commercial tenancies. So for all you mob out there, business and people in business, there's a protection, a code there to protect you in regard to your rent and everything like so. So talk to your landlords, have the discussion, and it protects both the tenants and the landlord. So very important conversation there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, that daily number 1-800-422 2416. Call their number. Yarn with yours truly. The Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. And I'm taking you right to 12 noon Queensland time. So do add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416.
The same as I stepped down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lip like cherry, is good to touch the green, green grass of old. Yes, they'll all come to meet me on the region, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of old. Your house is still standing, as the paint is cracked and dry, and there that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lip like cherry, is good to touch the green, green grass of old. They'll all come to meet me on the region, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of old. Then I wake and look around me at the four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, that I was only dreaming. For there's a God and there's a saddle padre, arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak again. I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, day long come to meet me in the shade of that old oak tree as I lay me beneath the green, green grass of home.
There would be big problems, people told them so. McCoy, Keith, Father, Dave and James would deal the fatal blow. In 1982 began the quest for equality. A Murray Island known as Mum, three men were called to be leaders of a fight to prove we had a community. Koiki, Father Dave and James stood up to set us free. The state and federal governments of Australia, we had to prove that who we were was still the same today. There would be big problems, people told them so. Koiki, Father Dave and James would deal the fatal blow. The term of terror nullius, a shame to all who knew, would soon be seen as its own farce for them and me and you. So the High Court came to Murray Island, where all could plainly see and ownership was set for you and me. They saw the fish traps and the reefs, they looked at land and sea. They knew that we had never changed, been here for eternity. There would be big problems, people told them so. The Koiki father, Dave and James would deal the fatal blow. There would be big problems, people told them so. The Koiki father, Dave and James would deal the fatal blow. Now you Murrays and y'all knew too, Curries and Nungas there, Yapa and Nungas from over the west, stand up and say you care. We hope you learned that lesson from the Murray Island mob, that you can stand up and help yourself if someone comes to rob. Yes, there were big problems, people told them so. But Koiki father, Dave and James did deal the fatal blow. Yes, there were big problems, people told them so. But Koiki father, Dave and James did deal the fatal blow. Yes, there were big problems, people told them so. But Koiki father, Dave and James did deal the fatal blow. For TSI mom and all the rest, they dealt the final blow.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, so we go across the country, mob. Have your say, call us on that number, 1-800-422-416. To Deadly. Now, a Deadly company, exceptional. They're working in a beautiful space with autism. And look, they're showing ways where autism is a key to making remote work a success. We're going to catch up a yarn with the Chief Growth Officer at Exceptional. That's Aaron Mercer on the line. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming to the program, my friend. First of all, Exceptional. Tell us who Exceptional is and the work that you're working in, the space you're working in, please.
So Exceptional is a technology platform and service business who help autistic individuals find meaningful careers. And we do that right around the country. And so any of your listeners that have family or friends or you yourself identify as being autistic, we'd love to hear from you. And we place and support people in roles in big organisations like the New South Wales State Government down to small technology firms.
So if you can just explain to our listeners and regarding autism, what comes to mind for myself, and correct me if I'm wrong regarding the example, Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise in the movie Rainmaker, would that be the case?
Yeah, and look, often there's that Hollywood kind of notion of autism, and so there's a Netflix series I think called Atypical out at the moment. The reality is a lot more vanilla in terms of the range of people that come to us looking for work. So some. Autism, you're born with it. It typically affects people socially in terms of how they interact socially.
And it stays with you for life, Aaron?
It is. And it's like other neurodiverse conditions. So I myself have ADHD, and that's something you're born with, and that's something that, you know, as adults, we kind of learn to work through life on. Autistic people are often highly skilled at what's called masking. Mm-hmm. So they'll pretend. They'll pretend that a joke is funny, or they'll pretend they enjoy going to a social gathering where really inside that they might be kind of burning up. Mm-hmm. So we focus on finding them skilled work and then helping employers be more inclusive in how they manage and how they assess people.
So when you're talking about autistic people, we are talking about some very intelligent people. I mean, some go and get their degrees, don't they, in life to all industries, yeah?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, I've met individuals that have double degrees, but are driving a bus in Sydney. I mean, it's a lot of the world's kind of great, most famous people are autistic. Most people think Bill Gates is autistic. Beethoven was autistic. Thomas Edison was autistic. Most people think. I read a report recently that suggested Lionel Messi is autistic. So there's people thriving in all kind of facets of life, but the vast majority of your listeners that have a family member or themselves that are autistic are well and truly underemployed or unemployed. So if you're autistic in this country, you're 12 times more likely to be unemployed.
And so we're missing out on very intelligent people there. In the space we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, a lot of people are working from home. You could have someone with autism working for your company, for your firm, at home and kicking goals left, right and centre.
It's a great point. 92% of our candidates prefer to work from home at least part of the time. And why that is really important. It's because there's not the distractions of having to commute to work, having to deal with the social kind of aspect of the office and those water cooler conversations, to use that cliche. But we're actually finding recently with COVID-19 and everyone being working remotely that our candidates that we've placed and are supporting are actually having an increase in productivity.
Good. And look, it means bottom line, you know, bringing more dollars to the table, so to speak, if you're a business owner or a CEO and the profit is rising, then you've got a deadly team and happen to be a person with autism, more power to you, so to speak.
Yeah. And look, you won't see autism listed on a CV or a profile.
Sure.
But what you'll see is kind of skills like attention to detail. We're going to take a moment to talk about the kinds of areas that we're focused on. So general skills like attention to detail, focus. I mean, these people can pay as much attention at 4 o'clock in the afternoon as they do at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know about you, but I don't always do that.
That's what switch on and off. That's right.
Exactly. And so they're often particularly good at roles that require precision. So whether that's an accounts payable kind of function, or whether that's software engineering or data, anything to do with data, or even if it's logistics, if it's actually being accurate with kind of parcels coming in and out. Where any of your listeners in New South Wales, we're recruiting in regional areas, particularly Bathurst, for the state government, who are looking for people with an interest in and a knowledge of cybersecurity, so keeping our data kind of safe from attack. Mm-hmm. The state government's quite proactive, in all the state governments are, in terms of wanting to increase inclusion in their recruitment, and we're very lucky to be working with them.
So when you're talking about
we need more candidates.
Fantastic.
Need more. We have more businesses that want to work with us, would you believe, that we can find people that have got the skills and identified as being autistic. So there's a huge opportunity there if you're a job seeker.
Fantastic.
I guess my kind of message is that the process that we've built is kind of built with you in mind. And most people tell us that, you know, finally, you've given me the opportunity to kind of show my skills and you understand how I think. We had one gentleman come to us who had sent out 700 CVs.
Whoa.
700. And they never got a job.
It's about throwing irons in the fire, but that's a lot of irons in the fire there and don't get a job. I mean, somebody's missing out there, eh?
Well, they're missing out also. And I think that individual, that's a kind of case study in being resilient.
Yeah, exactly. Persistency.
That's a lot of knockbacks.
Exactly. Numbers game. And true to that, true to that form, 700 applications, so to speak. So it's about working, well, not only surviving, but thriving in a work from a home setting, you could say.
Exactly. Yeah. And so people that can control their own environment, don't have the distractions of the office. Often people, our candidates will use noise-cancelling headphones or some sort of headphones. But they'll be kind of in the work, and they'll be working deeply and with great concentration for long periods of time. I mean, I've got a young autistic man who works for me and supports me, and what he's able to get through and his level of kind of focus and precision far outweighs mine. And so anything I need checked in terms of a document going out to an employer, I get our autistic staff to check it because they pick up things that I would never pick up.
Yes, exactly. I mean, they dot I's, cross T's, you could say.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, they dot I's and cross T's. Well said.
Beautiful.
That's exactly what they do.
Fantastic. Look, a beautiful conversation, and look, more power to you. Thank you very much for sharing, Aaron. I think it's a beautiful space you're working in, and they've got, when I say they, I'm talking about people with autism, have got a lot to offer this community and this country, well, globally, and look, fantastic, the work you're working in, and the space that that can create opportunities for people with autism. Thank you very much for sharing, Aaron.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
All the best. You take care and stay safe, brother.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there with Aaron Mercer, Chief Growth Officer at Exceptional. Exceptional is a company that works with people with autism, and he's saying autism is the key to making remote work a success. So look, dot and I's, cross and T's, as I mentioned there in the conversation, they know their stuff. So look, fantastic. If you're looking for people to make your company rise or do the job that needs to be done and to find details, autism is the way to go. Have you say your mob offered to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yarnum with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. Too deadly.
So many times I tried to run away, to live a quiet and peaceful life, but failed. I straightened out my life and took control. The life I chose to live has took its toll.
wake up to reach my goal.
Education. Gotta get a good 3-4 and go to school. I woke up this morning with school on my mind. Got all excited, gonna do fine. Gonna see you on Wednesday. Daddy, you can go to school, and you can get a good job. It's cool, yes, it's cool to go to school. It's cool, yes, it's cool to go to school. Gotta get a good job, get an education.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Strap on. Thank you, TCD. Troy Cassidale here is Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, Bibby and Bumma Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and you can have your Sabre call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Hope you're travelling deadly in this world that we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, but abide by the rules and we will flatten out this curve, you mob. Now, Northern Territory Indigenous Charities received 6,000 items from Give It and Mission Australia. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Tali Dunnage Burke, who's the Give It NT coordinator on the line. Tali, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Trev. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, sis?
I'm based in Darwin.
In Darwin, beautiful.
Good old Darwin.
Fantastic. How are you travelling in this world we're living in at the moment?
Hey, look, we're pretty upbeat at the moment. We just got today at midday we get an ease of restrictions and of course people are able to cross some rivers and be able to get to some water holes this weekend. So we're
fantastic.
Pretty happy about that.
And look, hats off to the Northern Territories, doing a fantastic job regarding flattening out this curve. You're doing a fantastic job. Look, let's talk about the space that you're in regarding Give It and Mission Australia, and look, donating 6,000 items to Northern Territory Indigenous charities. So fantastic. Thank you very much for your support there and your work there with our mob. Tell us, first of all, Give It and Mission Australia. Who are you, mob? What do you do?
Well, Give It is an online charity. We're an online charity. So we match generosity with genuine need. Mm. So we've got over 100 charities here in the Northern Territory that are registered with us, and what they do is we go direct to those charities to find out exactly what they need in order to support their clients, and we match those needs with the generous donations from our community. So it can be from people like you and I getting on our website, giveit.org.au, and donating items that they see is needed in the Northern Territory.
So we're talking blankets, toys, whatever.
Yeah, we're talking everything. Mm. So as you can imagine, with COVID at the moment, of course, there's a lot of restriction. We are probably the safest and smartest way to donate these items, because what we do is that we have our website. You can go onto our website. You can see what is needed in the Northern Territory, and you can give those items to the people who are asking for it, and they are people who are supporting vulnerable people in the community. And then they can receive these items to help better their programs. So far, yes, with the Mission Australia, through Mission Australia, we have donated over 6,000 items to Mission Australia for various programs, and that's here in Darwin and in Alice. Mm. Down in Catherine, and they are brand new clothing, blankets. So we match some amazing things for people who are in desperate need of these items.
So Give It and Mission Australia, you deliver to the households as well, and to the mob out there. Is that right?
Well, what we do is we work with charities who are working in communities and around the Northern Territory. So it's not just Mission Australia. We've got 100 charities that we work with here on the ground. So what we ask is we ask them exactly what they need. Mm. So what we do is we alleviate the pain of dumping donations at the doorsteps of charities. And what we do is we, as you can imagine, it takes a lot of work, hard work, to sort through those donations.
Sure.
What we do is we ask those charities, what do you need? What do you need in order to support your clients? And they'll say blankets, as you said, pillows. So
you virtually hit the nail on the head. You deliver what's needed instead of just dropping off stuff that's virtually, well, not needed.
You're right, you're right, and that's exactly what we do. So, whilst we all love to give, it's so much easier to know what you want, what you can give, instead of loading it up. So we've been able to get work boots to guys that are needing to find new work, employment. Mm. We've been able to get warm blankets and tents to charities like Forward Aboriginal Corporation, who run an amazing alcohol and drug rehabilitation program. Mm. And, you know, by just giving them some tents to help them with one of their programs, which is taking their clients out to go fishing and camping while they work through their problems. Whatever it may be, we are directly supporting those caseworkers who are supporting people who are doing it tough.
The best exercise for your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up, and look, that's good for the heart, isn't it, for what you guys are doing?
Hey, I love that. That is exactly that's a beautiful, beautiful saying, and it's true. I think it's very rewarding, and particularly, you know, we work with pre-loved goods, So second-hand, good quality, because we also have, you know, obviously work in brand new items to get to these to people. But what we want is for people to give good quality and donate good quality items that they can, so they can empower people who are doing it rough, doing it tough, and give them the dignity that they deserve.
Fantastic. And how long have you been in this space, Tali?
I've been in this job now for, it's coming up almost a year.
Good girl.
Very, very short, but I love it. Again, as you say, to be able to know that we can connect charities with generous donors in the community and get the items that are desperately needed to people in townships and cities, but out in country.
Yes.
You know, we're reaching places like all the way to Borroloola, you know, Nullumboy, down to Katherine and Beswick and Barunga and Wadare, down through Tennant Creek and the Alice region. You know, it's really good to know that so many items are going to people who need it most.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, love the work, space you're working in, fantastic. And looking after the mob there, and look, working closely with the needy. And at some time in life, we've all been there regarding four walls are closing in and struggling in life and just looking for that hand that's reaching out, and you're doing exactly that. Thank you very much for sharing, and Tali, and all the best to you and your deadly team and your family, and you stay safe, hey, sis.
Hey, thanks, Trev. Thank you. And hey, look, if any of you listen and know of any Indigenous charity or service providers that don't know about Give It, we're free. We're a free service. So please share the message and share it to your brothers and sisters and let them register with us, particularly if they've got people that they need to support.
Fantastic. You got a webpage there, sis?
I do. Give It. G-I-V-I-T, like Give It Here.
Yep.
giveit.org.au.
Fantastic.
Jump on there and have a look, and you can register under the charity tab. Or if people have got some stuff to give, please go on out there and give some items to the people that need it most.
Too deadly. Love your work. Thank you very much, Tali. All the best to you. Take care, sis.
You have a wonderful long weekend, mate. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Her name is Tali Dunnage Burke, and working closely there with all our NT Indigenous charities in the Northern Territory, of course. 6,000 items have been received by our NT Indigenous charities, thanks to Give It and Mission Australia. Love the work they're in. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, about 6-odd minutes left on the program, but your local mob, stay tuned. Trendy Trevor will be taking you right through to 1 o'clock with a special COVID-19 program. Here on your daily program, it is National Talk Black. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sight for the blessing of rest in the sweet. Bountiful Father above, we
shall offer the tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our day.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call, but you may have to do that tomorrow because Murray's going to sign off here very soon. Thank you very much for your company. Before your local mob, stay tuned and use that number for you to have your say on special COVID-19 program with Trinity Trev Murray from Recurrent Live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. Australia's government national COVID-19 helpline number, don't forget that, 1-800-020-080. Number again, Australia's government national COVID-19 helpline, 1-800-020-080. So if you've got any queries, any yarns that you need to make or concerns, ring that number and look, stay safe, your mob. We are flattening this curve and doing the best we can. No vaccine. So the vaccine, the medicine you could say, is adhere to the rules that are put in place and we can get back to normality. But Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company, your mob. Stay tuned. I've got the news coming up soon with NIRS, National News Radio Service, for your national news. But look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and more importantly, stay safe. Thank you for your company.
There is nothing stronger to me than my culture. I've been around singing